We took the trip to Tennessee this weekend.
Are you gonna? Is this gonna get its own segment? Wagons West.
I didn't put it on the grid.
You didn't even grid it.
I didn't grid it. I should have gridded.
Because West Coast Bob said, "How's the trip going?"
Oh, I know.
All I had was a semi-lifelike photo of you and a dog.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell which was more animatronic.
Old Smokey. Smokey. Yeah.
Did you not grid it? There could be a couple reasons here. One. Mm-hmm. I know you were planning on the whole trip there just staunchly against this. Mm-hmm. This is a bad idea. Don't do it.
That's right.
And
I'm going to make the trip as miserable as I can.
Yes. And something tells me you didn't grit it because now that you've come back, you're like, what a magical place. My God. If only I could have gone to school here, my life would be different. I feel like you've been swooned and won over, and now,
well, 100% right. 100% right. Listen,
are wearing all black today. Oh, yeah. Right. No orange.
That's so right. But I feel like you don't want to talk about it because you've totally been worked over by the University of Tennessee.
Well, on the drive there, to finish the part about the water bottles, my son tends to need to urinate numerous times on a trip. The trip was 4 hours and 15 minutes to get there, and a beautiful drive. Couldn't take I-40 because the hurricane washed it out, but we went around through the mountains of Chris Dim's home state of Virginia and into Tennessee. Beautiful trip through a gorgeous rainbow while we were on the way. My son's like, "This is a sign." I said, "Don't you
pipe down,
pipe down back there. Be quiet." Anyway, I said, "We're not stopping. We're not stopping for anything." He goes, "I'm gonna have to pee in this water bottle." I said, "I don't care. You have to pee in the water bottle." That's when my wife said, "Stop at the next rest area." We're at each other. Yeah. Okay, so we get there, and I'm like, he's not going here, he's not going here, he's not going here. The moment I walked onto campus, I thought, I wish I'd gone here. I love it. It's wonderful.
This place is magic.
This place is magical. I love it.
Why nobody told me nothing about this place?
Told me nothing. We had the...
I didn't go far enough over the mountain to get...
The tour was incredible. The campus is amazing. I loved every single thing about it. The
just sign here, here, and here.
Listen, Saturday night we watched the Georgia-Tennessee game. I was singing Rocky Top at the top of my lungs. I mean, they didn't win. I mean, by the end of it, I was crying. I was like, oh, we lost.
Did you say we?
I've never been a Tennessee fan. My wife is like, keep your wits about you. Do not give any.
Don't get swayed by what you're seeing.
She goes, you knew this was going to be a nice, you knew it was going to be nice. And the campus, I loved it. I loved it. You know, it's like nestled there in the mountains, got that river running by that huge football stadium.
Oh, yeah.
The kid that gave us the tour was wearing his overalls. That's what they call those with the checkerboard.
Not overalls.
Overalls. No. He goes, these overalls are 30% off in the team store. It's like, I want them.
Which way is the team store?
Don't worry. We'll end there.
That's where we ended. Yeah. We ended in the team store.
Now, if y'all like to drop a couple hundo in here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And everybody we passed was wearing Tennessee orange. They were all like, go Vols, go Vols, as we passed by.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was incredible. I loved, loved, loved it. But I couldn't tell my son that because my wife kept squeezing my knee on the way home. She's like, stop it. Shut up. It was 4.5 hours there. We stayed there 5 hours on the campus, 4.5 hours back. Remember how curmudgeonly I was?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not spending the night. We were home by like 7:30, 8 o'clock. Yeah. Rough drive back.
The soldiers at Dunkirk had an easier time.
Yeah.
They swayed me. They won me. What can I say? I'm all Rocky Top now. I'm 100%.
Yeah. Who would I make the check out there?
Yeah.
I was ready to sign that.
That's why it's not on the grid.
That's right.
You didn't want to bring it up.
And when, as soon as we got there, the woman said, let me just, she was leading. She started, we had a conference, and then we were turned over to our student who took us on the tour. And she said, let me just say, don't wait. Go ahead and get your application in immediately. You know, it's competitive. Go ahead and do it. It's already on the way. We've already got it out there.
Well, that doesn't hurt, right, to apply?
It doesn't hurt to apply.
Mm-hmm. And is there a fee to apply now?
$50. There is. $75. It went up to $75. Mm. And so we got that. And then my wife said to me privately, you know, even if he gets in, we can put the kibosh on this. And I said, yeah, but how can he get in?
Were you going through jackets on the rack as she said this? See if they have my size.
Am I a 2X? Am I down to a 1X?
That is literally what I did. I tried on a 1X. It's like, yeah. What do you think of this? Do you think? And I got postcards and buttons and one of those orange and white pom-poms. Mm-hmm. I absolutely loved it. I got the pom-pom. I loved it.
Let's not be swayed by what we're saying.
She's cold, but she is able to get cut through it, you know. And I was just like, go Vols and Rocky Top and all that. And she says, even if he gets in, we can stop this. And I was like, how can we let him get in?
That's a cliffhanger of like an evil, like Succession type story.
I mean, while she was.
He'll never get in.
I said, you know, why? If we're going to say no, we shouldn't even send the application. And she said, oh, no, we can think about it. He should know in the next, 6 weeks.
I'm sure, yeah.
Is that right?
And then he could literally transfer to Tennessee. It's got such a big-time feel to it. You know, I just went to a small college, but when you're on an SEC campus.
I can't imagine.
It's big
time. I've never been
real. It's big time. It really is. And you know all of them are like that. You know, the big.
And that is truly a college town.
Absolutely.
I mean, it exists for the school, right?
Yes. And I don't know. I loved everything about it.
God, doggone it.
I mean, I was having a salad at the Big Orange Grill. And I said, he was off getting his burger, and I turned to my wife. I said, we have to go here.
This is unreal. Are you seeing what I'm saying?
She goes, I've got to stop by the financial aid office.
I'm going to get season tickets.
I said, I said, we will be. We were watching the Georgia game, and it was at Georgia. I was like, next year they're playing at Tennessee. I want to go. next year.
Hopefully it's on Parents Weekend.
Oh, you know, but no, Parents Weekend will be like UTEP or somebody. You know how that goes. But later in the year, I might just go.
Yeah.
I might just go. He's really wanting
I'll sleep on your floor, son.
I'll do whatever it takes to do it. All right, it's out there. I didn't grid it. Okay.
Yeah, I really expected a grid.
I should have gridded it. But I just thought to myself, it's too much. It's overwhelming. You know, when you get there, it's just overwhelming. And it's that, I was surrounded by that puke orange, that throw up orange. And I said, I love this shade of orange.
Yeah.
This is so
They've turned you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I picture as soon as you came over the mountain, saw it in the distance, you started changing.
Oh, yes. And I was trying on hoodies. Mm-hmm. In the team store, and I put on the orange one, and my wife's like, "That's way too much.
That's way too much orange."
I wound up getting a charcoal gray with Vols over the front.
I think it's probably best.
She said, "Let's keep it a charcoal gray."
Did your son get a golf shirt?
No, it was $160 for the golf shirt. He got a hoodie, and I said, "Let's." I said, "When you get in, we'll celebrate by getting the golf shirt." But now we had 20% off. But I tested it again. Same thing at East Carolina. There was the shirt was $140, one of them that he wanted. And I said, if you can tell me how much 20% off, how much it's going to cost us. He goes, I'm not even going to try. So we didn't write that in the essay.